One, two, a one, two, three, four. Saint Nick fell down the chimney right on cue, with a big old bag of gifts from me and you. I was crying by the Christmas tree with a bottle of Cuervo. This ain't no time of year to be alone. He said, you look like hell, boy, where's your better half? I said, she's gone and I don't think she's coming back. Did she have some last minute shopping? Just couldn't be postponed. This ain't no time of year to be alone. Well, I got just one wish on my Christmas list. Oh, baby, how I wish you were here. I want chestnuts roasting, good friends toasting, health and happiness. But it won't mean a thing without you, dear. He said Christmas without love and tenderness, that's just a hollow holiday at best. Son, it takes you to tango underneath that mistletoe. This ain't no time of year to be alone. I think the house King Dane. I give anything to have you here with me. I want you logs, reindeer, eggnog, good cheer, five golden rings. Not Kris Kringle, singles therapy. So me and old Saint Nick kick back a few, and we both agree he ain't no substitute for you. And I heard him say as he pulled his sleigh back out into the cold, this ain't no time of year to be alone. Oh, 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 this ain't no time of year to be alone.
Indeed, this ain't no time of year to be alone. That's Mark Arely. Good rocking tune there. I just kind of picked that one because I like the title, but that was a great tune.
Nice start.
And this ain't no time of year to be alone. That's why we're hanging out here together on the radio for four freaking hours.
4 hours?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So you got Desi over here.
I'm KK.
And we're awaiting the fashionably late T-Bar, who when I talked to him a few minutes ago was still sitting at home.
He's probably in the truck now. Hi, T-Bar.
Let's hope. So T-Bar, I'll be here, and we'll whip him into shape. We're going to have some fun, and I guess Corky's not coming, but Lucy, if you're out there, come on down.
Hey, good idea.
Maybe bring us some
snacks
or something.
Some banana cream pie.
Anybody who wants to bring us some snacks or some holiday cheer, just come on down. You got to phone us first because it's all locked up. We got to sneak in the back door.
You know, my mom has some holiday baking for us that I forgot.
Well, where the hell's that?
It's probably in her fridge.
I bet you she's not bringing that down for us, though, is she? Ron would.
Maybe.
No?
He might balk at the distance.
Yeah, that's true.
Where are you?
All right. Well, if anybody does want to come and see us, we'll give you a big kiss or something. Depends if you're a guy or girl, I guess. I'll kiss the guys. You kiss the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're here for the next 4 hours playing you some roots, some country, some wacky stuff. I brought some weird, some wonderful, some I don't know, whatever else, and a few holiday leftovers, including that one right there. That was a great little disc, actually. Do you still have that one? It's actually from a really good disc called Wonderland, a winter solstice celebration, put out by the Signature Sounds label. Features a bunch of great folks like Peter Mulvey, Aaron McCune's on there, Richard Schindel, Jim Henry, who I really like. All kinds of good stuff on there, so you can check that out if you like. And this one, coming up right now, we'll ask an important question that hopefully maybe we'll be able to answer. I think Honeycutt and Co-op helped us answer this, and kudos to them for the past 4 hours or so of great scratchy, as they call it. That was good stuff there. Check them out on New Year's Eve with Buck 65 at the Pyramid Cabaret. And maybe that answers the question that this song poses. The question is, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will be holding you tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcoming in a new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousands of invitations you receive. Just in case I stand one little chance, here comes that jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Well, just in case I stand one little chance, here comes that jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New
Hi, this is Jackson Haldane from the D-Rangers, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio.
It's a New Year's Day, just like the day before. Same old skies of gray, same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by, and I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand and somehow win? Just give me one good year, get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, but grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, chase him and carry him down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. I'm burning oil, engines running, I drive from job to job, but it's never enough. I can't find the will to just up and get away. Some kind of chain's holding me down, make me stay. Just give me one good year, get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, chase him and carry him down. I gotta get out of, a bitter wind in your face every day. It's the little sins that wear your soul away. When you start giving in, where do the promises all go? Will your darkest hour write a blank check on back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, good one can turn him around. I gotta get out of, get out of here, just give me one good year. Just give me one good year.
Hey, this is Slade Cleaves. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio. That's 101.5 UMFM.
The darkening sky woke me up with a pain in my head. I wonder who's shat in my mouth and who pissed the bed. Shameful reminder
round my brain between refrains of I wish I was dead. It's been a hard drinking season, but today marks the end of it all. But I still have one more cold beer when I relearn to crawl. The January 1 means it's time to resolve. And so bright is ringing, so I'm thinking about taking a call. It's New Year's Day, so you probably all know what I mean.
Circles and time again. something more this time. Sweet, sweet lies are now before I open up my eyes. If I'm losing all control, every dream inside my soul, when you kiss me on the midnight street, sweep me off my feet, singing, ain't this life so sweet? This year's loving better last.
I'm Luke Doucette. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Who are you to pull me from this slumber with your beautiful lips and your insatiable thunder? I don't know. Said I'm sorry, it's not 'cause I'm not, it's just that some words are too big and are too hard and they just get caught. If I never said I'm sorry, it's not 'cause I'm not, but the days are so long. Thank you.
not the liquor I miss, but I got a broken heart. I got a broken heart. It's not the liquor I miss, but the days are so long.
How can you miss it if it doesn't go away?
Well, that's true.
the jolly old T-Bar has joined us. Is that one of your new Christmas sweaters you're wearing today?
No, I got two cowboy shirts right from, like, Texas. I swear, like...
Did Rami Mays bring those back for you?
Guy Clark wore them. Because there's, like, stains under the armpits. So I know they were worn by a real cowboy.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been here for about a half an hour already. Where you been? I don't know if anybody's just joining us, but...
I would not liquor run for you guys.
6 to 10 tonight here on the Steel Belted Radio.
See, and of course, you know, I was all confused. I thought it was the old usual time. So... Oh, man.
We heard Luke Doucette there. It's not the liquor I miss. And Jeff and I caught him Friday night.
Oh, was that just Friday night?
Yeah.
That was really good.
Was he good?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah.
Excellent show.
Yeah, it was Luke and then the D-Rangers played, and then Luke and the D-Rangers played together.
Was it, like, crazy busy?
Well, we got there early, so it was... It
sold out. They turned people away.
Yeah, it trickled in, but they were turning people away.
Yeah.
They even turned away, I think, his brother or something.
Wait, that family's dodgy.
It looked like a guy was saying, well, that's my brother, and he was talking to Chloe, and bouncers like, get out.
Luke had not one but two kids come up and join him on Friday instead of his usual. I mean, his daughter normally comes up and joins him for Gun Street Girl, but who was the other one? Deidre?
Deidre
was...
Was Mrs. there?
No.
No.
Oh, she wasn't, no?
That's too bad.
She must still
kinda
be...
I thought she might be.
On the Yellowtail or whatever, Route 66, whatever she's traveling.
I don't know. Maybe they're done already.
Well, you know these rock stars, you know, they made it through a Christmas and that's it.
we heard David Gray, This Year's Love off White Ladder. How good is that CD?
Have you listened to it yet?
Yes.
KK got that one for Christmas.
You didn't have
for Boxing Day.
You didn't have that CD.
Oh, unbelievable.
In the name of the baby Jesus, I can't believe that.
If anybody does not have White Ladder, go out and get it. It's 20% off at Chapters.
Exactly. Cheap like Porsche.
Yeah.
We heard the D-Rangers, New Year's Blues.
Yeah.
From the Pawpaw Patch. That was quite the opening line.
We're not supposed to have drinks in here, but...
What? No?
No.
It's New Year's, for God's sakes. Like, we Jared's need an excuse, here. Yeah.
Cheers, Jared.
He's out of town, yeah.
We heard, before that, we heard Slade Cleaves, One Good Year.
That's all I want myself.
That's from his Broke Down album.
Which everybody should own as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. That one's brilliant.
We heard Oliver...
Schroer.
Beneath the Ice, they heard Bells.
I just love that tune. It's from a CD that I really enjoy. It's not really a Christmas CD, but I pull it out this time of year every time. It's called Stuck on a Cold Steel Pole. It's a collection of songs about winter and some that aren't.
Oh. Okay.
It's put together by a man named Ryecraft and David Travers Smith, who produced the Waylon Jennings. Great little collection, and I just love that one. Oliver Schroer is a really tall guy. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Oliver Schroer. You always see him at the Folk Fest. He's really tall. He has glasses, and he usually has a shaved head or a mohawk or something.
So, yeah.
I rode the elevator with him at the Edmonton Folk Festival, and we were standing there, and the doors opened. Somebody wanted to get on, and they just kind of looked up at both of us, and we said, sorry, only tall people allowed. And
yeah, anybody under 7 feet just can't come in.
He's a tall guy.
And we started that set off with the Hidden Persuaders. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
Working.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's only till 6, though, isn't it?
Well, till probably 8, but then, you know. Are you going to Times and trying to battle your way in?
I don't know. Could be kind of a zoo. We usually end up just being total losers and doing nothing. If anybody wants to help me not be such a loser and wants to invite me over. Well,
there's nothing wrong with, you know, like Chinese food and a good movie and a bottle of wine.
That's what I do every other night. So.
Yes. Yeah, except some nights it's pizza, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there is.
You know, I'm not a New Year's person. I'm not dying to go to a party or a convention center or anything like that. But then I stay at home and I feel sorry for myself.
Yeah.
Like what? You know, like I can't win.
But don't you find like, you know, you meet every a-hole at least twice at some of these big functions. Like, some of them are just, I don't know.
You can't get a cab to save your life, so no. Or a parking spot.
And it'll be the coldest night of the year, you can guarantee it. It'll be minus 600.
You know, but what do you do?
I'll go if somebody invites me. Just call us up here.
Like, I want to go to
doing anything.
Times or something like that, but it's going to be
psycho.
Yeah, it will be busy, but
and they probably won't have the kitchen open that night either. What's the deal with High and Lonesome Club? If you're listening, when I go there, I want something to eat. I always wait because I love the food there so much. Mm-hmm. So I always go there, and when I'm the hungriest, they just decide not to cook. Like Friday night, I was dying for that little poutine. I was starving. Go there. Sorry, kitchen's not open
on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm like, what's up with that?
Wow, maybe.
So they're... I mean, you got great food. You should like. Sell it.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just an idea. Something to think about for 2007.
And then, like, the closest food joint also closed.
Oh, we don't even want to talk about that,
BJ's
do we?
BJ's closed?
They're closed for the holidays.
They're, like, closed for long holidays or something. What's the deal? I mean, you cook burgers.
They get you hooked on that poutine at times. It's like crack. And then they cut you right off.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I just don't
Dag nabbit.
Yeah, so hope you brought lots of music there, T-Bart.
No,
not looking too promising with that bag that looks pretty empty. But
the bag is empty. But we got our iPods here. I'm really pleased. I was telling you about my iPod problems because it's that freaking computer. I talk like a Newfoundlander now. But you know, I burn all these CDs, and I'm going CD and picking out the songs. So I'm doing like 200 or 300 songs at a time, and then. You know, I play them back. It only one earphone is working. Like only one side is working, or the songs show and there's no sound. So then I got to go back and delete them, and reburn them again, and maybe only some of them take. And then I got to go back and reload them. Like I've done 2,600 songs. I could have put on 95,000 by now. But isn't that weird? Yes. Anybody knows anything about an iPod?
Well, we do, and we don't know what the hell you're talking about.
One. Only one side.
That doesn't seem... Did you have the headphone plugged in all the way?
Well, maybe I didn't have that other one in my ear.
No.
Here's an iPod question right now. I'm telling
you. Somebody's gonna explain this for you.
I'm telling you. It's the weirdest thing. So it's really frustrating. Fine out of one side and zero to the other side.
And you're sure it's not just like your headphones are not in all the way or something?
No. Jiggle the thing. Then you'll delete them, put them back on. And it'll be fine. So it must be the computer because the iPod is working.
I don't know. That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
But now I don't want to take my iPod.
Important call there, kicking back.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody wanted some death metal, some Pantera.
Hip-hop,
they were wondering
actually.
When our hip-hop. Boxing Day sale was.
Hey, we got some. Don't we have some hip hop?
Like, wouldn't, I do.
Well, that's like hip hop by
Ridley.
Yeah.
Well, I got Farm Fresh on my iPod there, and I
got you have Farm Fresh.
Yeah, I got Kanon on my iPod.
Wow, you're like going to town. I've been very selective. 2,642 songs.
Wow.
Well, let's spin some of them. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming up.
Well, you know what I did? Instead of bringing a bunch of my CDs, I brought my top 15 CDs of the year, and I thought I'll just tell you what my CD is, and then you can play a song off that CD. And I brought in a CD, and I've never heard of her, Candy Stanton, who is dynamite.
Really?
I don't know. She's no spring chicken, but...
Well, tonight you're going to hear some of our best of. You're going to hear some mailbag stuff, some new stuff.
Just for fun, I thought, you know, a little later on we might get bored. So I brought some of the stuff out of the mailbag that I couldn't even stand to listen to yet. I thought we'd try some of it out on the air.
You know what? And I may know because I open them all.
Yeah, but I mean...
Some of them, the covers are pretty sketchy.
Uh-oh.
How about... where's a good one?
The Drooler. That's how I got the Drooler. Remember her?
Yeah,
Taylor Barton.
Check this one out. Check that one out. Tell me that's not going to be a winner.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I'm going to try that out. That's Carol Martini and her fabulous record, The Rose in the Boxcar.
Speaking of martinis, who's
18 songs.
18 songs. And why is it always the ones that are fairly bad can come up with like 25 songs on their CD?
Damn These Eyes, Thorn in My Heart.
I bet you it's a romantic one. Maybe
Freeway song.
Maybe you can play that on New Year's.
A Storm Is in the Air. Oh, Surfer beautiful. Chick.
How do you get...
Biker Chick is also on there.
Wow, she likes the chicks.
Bless his heart. So we'll try some of that out.
Maybe there's a Dixie Chick on there.
Later well. On. Anyway, spin something there, KK, please.
I was going to play something from the new Luke Doucette EP.
Oh, Folkstar.
Which I tried to buy, but... He kind of told me it wasn't available.
Yeah, that was...
What?
Even though he had one in his hand.
Look, you're a bit of a weird dude. I mean, I'm a big fan and everything, but you're a bit of a weird dude.
You can download it at Zoonier.com.
Yep, which I did.
So he had them at the show?
No, he had one, and it was like his last one. He kind of gave me the look like...
I saw more than one, though, didn't you?
No, he only had one with the EP. He had like 5 discs and one with the EP bundled with it, like from his Broken and Other Rogue States.
So apparently it's being released eventually, though.
This is something from, Folkstar, F-O-K-E, and it's called Long Haul Driver. Any second now.
Driver, and I'm leaving at dawn. I don't think that I will see you, so I'll leave the porch light on. I know you land at 8 o'clock, but I'll be gone by 5. I'll be waving out the window as I pass the airport by. Turn this rig towards the north, but still away from you. Are waltzing in my mind's blue eye, strumming your guitar, 2,000 miles between us, yet I'm never ever that far. 'Cause I am a long haul driver and I'm leaving at dawn. I don't think that I will see you, so I'll leave the porch light on. Bound for Winnipeg by way of St. Paul's. I'll be picking brown-eyed Susans by the road as twilight falls. When I pass into Canada, I may stop for a smoke. Yeah, I know these things will kill me, but my dear, so might the road. Because I am a long-haul driver and I'm leaving at dawn. I don't think that I will see you, so I'll leave the porch light on. The city lights were rising.
rising up the midnight black horizon. I am wishing you are with me where no passenger is riding. Now my payload unloaded safely out in Saint Vital. I will try to catch the perps at high and low before last call. I'll be getting home before you wake, so leave the porch light on. I'll be getting home before you wake, so leave the porch light on.
When hearts grow cold and the love is gone, heartaches grow although you move along, and nothing's left to talk about. Eyes have said enough, there's no need to wait it out. And it's so sad when dreams don't come. Sorrow is all you have left to lose. There's nothing left to talk about. Eyes have said enough, there's no need to wait it out. When hearts grow cold, you live together, but you're still alone. Oh yeah, you're still alone. Hearts grow cold, hearts grow cold. I think it's time we face reality and try and say some sweet memories. At least we tried. I have no regrets. The flame has died. So let's find someone else.
When hearts grow cold,
oh, we live together, but you're still alone. Oh yeah, you're still alone. Uh-huh. When a house no longer
hearts grow cold,
when hearts grow cold. When hearts grow cold, we live together, but you're still alone.
You're still alone.
When a house no longer feels like a home.
Programming on UMFM is brought to you in part by the Mondragon Cafe and Bookstore. Located at 91 Albert Street in the heart of the Exchange District, this political bookstore and fantastic vegan restaurant offers ample amounts of food for your body and your mind. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Wow. We said, what do you think? And you told us, with all the spirited energy Manitobans are famous for. We asked how you liked it here, and you were all, yeah, quality of life, affordability, opportunity, it's all good. Or very good, according to most of the 2,800 of you who did the We Listen, You Listen survey. See the results online at spiritedenergy.ca, and you can still tell us what you think. But don't just tell us, tell everyone, because that's what this is about. Manitoba Spirited Energy, it's yours.
Somebody tell me. When I gave you my heart, it was not what you wanted. Now the walls say your name and the pictures are haunted. Does my ring burn your finger? Does my love weigh you down? Was a promise too much to keep around? Your kisses were lying. Was there something from the past buried in a shallow grave? Did you think it was too far gone even to say? I just wait here in the dark for my dearly departed. Did my ring burn your finger? Did my love weigh you down? Was a promise just too much to keep around? Was it just too much to keep around, man?
Now